The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, "Do not think that I have come to bring peace upon the earth. I have come to bring not peace, but the sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and one's enemies will be those of his household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. Whoever receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever receives a righteous man because he is righteous will receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever gives only a cup of cold water to one of these little ones to drink because he is a disciple, amen, I say to you, he will surely not lose his reward." When Jesus finished giving these commands to his 12 disciples, he went away from that place to teach and to preach in their towns. The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Once again, welcome back. One of my favorite quotations comes from C.S. Lewis, who says, "Put first things first, and you'll get second things thrown in. But if you put second things first, you'll lose everything. You'll lose even the first things." And, you know, it's a funny way of saying that if you keep your priorities straight, there can be a tremendous amount of residual blessings as a consequence. But if your priorities are out of whack, it has a way of destroying even the good that you thought that you were seeking. Take procrastination, for example, right? Witness the example of the procrastinator. Why do we procrastinate? Why do we do it? Because we want peace, or we want rest, and we want this at the expense of our task or our duty. So when you procrastinate, do you find peace or do you find rest? No. What you end up finding is anguish. Take the example of the student who has to write a term paper and procrastinates his term paper thinking that he's going to find rest and a nice happy day. They're worried all day long. It's a great irony. It would be far less difficult just to do the task at hand and get it out of the way. Or in other words, put second things first and you'll lose everything. Put first things first and you'll get second things thrown in as well. It's really true for every sin. Every sin you can think of. Take alcohol abuse, for example. You know, Bible tells us that God gave you wine to gladden the heart. But not if you misuse it. Then you don't even gladden the heart. The only thing that you end up with is remorse and a bad headache. So it's true for small things. It's true for big things as well. And you know, today Jesus tells us the biggest thing of all. Family divisions. He says, "Don't think I've come to bring peace upon the earth. I've come to bring the sword. And one's enemies will be those of one's own household." Now, please understand, Jesus is speaking figuratively. Jesus doesn't literally bring division to anyone any more than Jesus literally brings along a sword. It's rather people's free reactions to Jesus that cause these divisions. And everybody knows it's the most painful division of all, divisions within your own family. And gosh, isn't there a strong temptation to put second things first? And to say to yourself, "Well, you know, if I can just cave in on these ideas and all these principles, you know, then I can have peace." But do you find peace? No. You only find a fool's peace, together with an even greater anguish. It's one of the great paradoxes of our faith. Sometimes the path to peace is first met with a sincere fight. It's the only way that you can ever... I've seen this time and again as a priest. Anecdotally, I can tell you, for example, you'll get couples, and they're in an invalid marriage. And they don't want to approach the priest. They don't want to talk about the annulment process or anything like that. They've got it all figured out in their own minds. So they say. And I've seen couples decades later coming back saying, you know, Father, decades ago we never sought out the annulment process. We told ourselves it would be okay. But we've never been at peace. And, you know, now we really want to be set right with God. It's funny, that paradox. Just fight the necessary fight first. That's the path to peace. You know, when the Israelites conquered the Promised Land, and by the way, they conquered the Promised Land. It wasn't just given to them. They had to fight. When the Israelites conquered the Promised Land, the very first thing they did was conquer the city of Jericho. Remember the story of the city of Jericho when the walls came tumbling down? It's the first place God said, go take out Jericho. Why take out Jericho first? Why'd God say that? Because Jericho was the most heavily fortified city in the entire land of Canaan. And if Jericho fell, the message would go out to all the people that nobody was safe. And this God of Israel was a God who conquers. Well, God still conquers Jericho first. When he wants to conquer your heart, the first thing the Lord does is he conquers your greatest false loves. Maybe it's your ego. Maybe it's your sense of security. Maybe it's your vanity and your appearance. Maybe it's your ability to cling to peace at any price. Conquers false loves first. And then you discover real peace. And then you discover real good for others. Because what Jesus says here in the gospel is true. Anyone who loves father or mother more than me, anyone who loves son or daughter more than me, is not worthy of me. You want to know why? Because Jesus is love. And because the only way, and I mean the only way, that you can genuinely love another person is if you love God first. You know why that is? Because love means doing what's best for somebody else, and what's best for somebody else is always to do God's will. Put first things first. And you'll get second things thrown in. Or as Jesus says, whoever finds his life will lose it. Whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. St. Benedict, whose feast day we celebrate today, he once said, nihil amore Christi preponere. Prefer nothing to the love of Christ for our well-being and for the well-being of those we love. Let's ask for his prayers to help us today. St. Benedict, pray for us.